Hello, friends. Welcome again to The Open Word. It's a special program developed with Strong Tower Radio where we don't just talk about the Bible, but we actually study it. My name again is Wes Peppers, and I'll be your host for our series of studies. And we're actually going to be on lesson number 2 of our It Is Written study series. And the title of the lesson is Seeing the Signs. And again, each program will be going through a different topic of the Bible. We'll be looking at different chapters and verses from Scripture that give us insight to that particular subject. So I want to encourage you that you'll have the opportunity to get your own lessons if you go to BibleStudyOffer.com. You can go there, request your lessons, we'll get those to you, and then you'll be able to follow along with us in the program. If you don't have the lessons, that's still okay. Just grab your Bibles and follow along with us there. I have my two good guests again with me today, Pastor Garrett Morgan.
Good to see you, brother.
Good to see you again from the Reed City, Bristol, and Big Rapids Seventh-day Adventist Churches. And I also have his dear wife, Dakota Morgan, with me. We're glad to have you with us as well, Dakota.
Thank you.
All right. Friends, today we have a free offer called Steps to Jesus. And it's a beautiful devotional book on just practical Christianity, everyday living. And so we want to encourage you to take advantage of this. If you call our number, we'll give this to you for free. That number to call is 231-468-2087. Again, that's 231-468-2087. We'll send you that free book, Steps to Jesus. All right, guys, we're going to be studying a very exciting subject today, seeing the signs. What exactly does that mean?
You know, there's always signs. Like when you're going down the highway, you know, there's signs that, you know, tell you where the next city is and all these different things. But the Bible tells us about signs of His second coming, and He wants to warn us about that event that's taking place. We won't be caught unaware.
All right. So these signs are going to tell us about the nearness of Christ's return, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So we're excited about this lesson. It's going to be very relevant. You know, in our first study, we studied that prophecy from Daniel 2, which gave us confidence that the Bible is valid, that it's real, that it's not just a fairy tale book.
Right.
Now, in this lesson, we're going to actually see how the Bible is relevant to us in the day and age in which we live. But let's begin with a word of prayer, and then we're going to get right into the lesson. So, Pastor Morgan, would you be willing to pray for us?
Absolutely. Father, Lord, we thank You that we have the privilege to study Your Word today. And as always, Lord, we know that we don't want these words that are spoken to be words of a man. We want this to be from You and directly from Your Word. So, Father, be with us now as we study. May Your Holy Spirit be with us, that, Father, we can grow closer to You, we pray. In Your precious name of Jesus, amen.
All right. Again, we're going to be studying It Is Written, study guide number 2, Seeing the Signs. So, we're going to begin with question number 1 here. It says, the signs Jesus shared with His disciples were signs of what great event? And we're going to be looking here in the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew. And by the way, we're all using different versions of the Bible. Some are using King James or New King James or whatever version you have that you like, we invite you to grab that and follow along. All right, Matthew chapter 24 and verse 3. Let's actually begin in verse 1.
Matthew 24 and verse 1. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and His disciples came to Him for to show Him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, don't you see all these things? Verily I say to you, there will not be left here one stone on another that shall not be thrown down. And as He sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to Him privately, saying, tell us, when will these things be? And what shall be the sign of Your coming and of the end of the world?
All right, so Jesus here is sitting with His disciples, right?
Right.
They're sitting outside the temple. Disciples are just oohing and aahing over the temple.